Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Back in this thing, man. J Bobby, get in here.
Oh man, we are here, my nigga.
it's a lie. We record on the right day because shit has officially hit the fan. You know what I mean? I think of Cat Williams shot one of the greatest wrestling promos ever.
Bro, you know God's plan.
Yo, for real. In a real way, man. What's up with niggas going on Shannon Sharp couch and want to spill their own
story? I'm just like, yo, where the fuck did this even come from? But like, it's crazy now because like Cedric the Entertainer already responded back to him. And I was like, that's what I like because it's comedians. They're going to respond back, bro.
Right,
what they
right.
do. They talk shit. So I was just like, I'll wait for that. So I'm waiting for Steve Harvey, Ricky Smiley. Ricky Smiley to go on that radio show and pop some shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, let's get into jokes too. Like, the thing is, I don't want Steve Harvey to come back on some I'm a black man shit. Like, no, nigga, cut ass back. Nigga, he called you Mr. Potato Head, bro.
It's crazy too because like everybody's bringing up that wig shit with Steve Harvey. Yeah. And like the thing about that whole shit, bro, like I never realized that that was a wig. But
right,
at that time, everybody was like, yo, why is hairline always so crisp? Like he never needed shape up, bro.
It was like a black folktale. Like niggas was like, yo, Steve Harvey hairline always sharp.
Hairline sharp, high top, perfect. Nope, mm-hmm. no, like nothing was off about it. And then like one day he just like, I'm bald. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, nigga, you had a perfectly good hairline. What do you, you know?
But like, I ain't gonna lie, trendsetter though, because niggas in Atlanta getting full frontal wigs now. Steve Harvey been doing it.
Nigga, I was in front of a nigga at the barbershop one time. I was getting a full unit put on his head. Nigga had the wig. He came in bald and left with wigs, nigga.
That's crazy.
Shit is crazy, bro. But that's what niggas on. He's ahead of the game, man. He's ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah, ahead of the curve, man. But listen, man, I don't advise that. Go to Turkey if you want to do something. But
yeah, man, pay the five bands. You know what I mean? And come back with a, you know, your own shit. You know. But
even when niggas go to Turkey, like I hate it because it look weird, bro. Like they always got a fade, and the fade look weird, and the line starts. I'm like, I don't know what this is. This ain't it.
And then when it like starts to heal and shit, and the scalp little things start peeling on their head, that shit looks crazy.
You know, but the thing is, we in Microsoft 2.0. You know what I mean with the hairline shit. So
yeah,
like,
shit.
In like 5 years, you be Microsoft.
Seven
7.0. It's gonna be like, yo, remember that shit? Like, it's gonna smoke that shit. So
new iOS, nigga. Yeah, the hairline. Yeah, man. Cause like, you know who got the sick one? This nigga Jamie Foxx, bro. Because you know that tattoo he has in the back of the head? That's from niggas taking the hair from back there and putting it at the front of his hairline. Because that nigga done had like 9 different hairlines throughout his lifetime.
Bro, he had some of the worst hairlines possible, bro. Like notable. Like, I think it's him.
Who's some of the worst hairlines? And like,
first of all, it's Stephen A. Smith.
Yes.
Stephen A. Smith had like the GOAT. And then like James Harvey, Jamie Foxx. Only had it for a short period of time, but he had a point where like his hairline was like this.
Right.
Low key, who got a bad hairline? Paul George.
Really?
Like, back in the day, he had the little like the joint that was like, it was all to his like eyebrows and shit. But Nick, they don't know about that one. Google, do your Googles.
Do your homework.
But yeah, I think Stephen A is the most notable.
Stephen A has a bad hairline. Trying to think who else.
Oh, the nigga from what's that movie with the rollerblades?
Rollerblade? ATL?
Brink. The black dude, and he had the hair.
Oh, yeah, like the Black Ranger nigga.
Yeah, bro. That was crazy. That's by far egregious.
Egregious. I would say them. I would say Donald Glover before he got his shit fixed. Derek White before he came home and got the baldy.
Okay, okay.
You know, those are some historically bad. Michael Jordan before he went bald was pretty bad too.
Derek White shit was crazy.
Yeah, because he already got a weird shaped head, and then you had the hairline on top.
It was so bad that he got roasted, and then that made him cut his hair immediately.
Like, in the next game, his hair was gone.
They could say, "Nah, fuck that."
That's what we need though. Like, I think roasting as black people, it brings niggas back to ground zero. You need that sometimes. Sometimes you got to get heated.
Bro, bullying works. Like, I don't care what nobody says. Bullying works. This
you need little bit of it. Like, you know.
Yeah. But yo, bro, it builds character, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my friends have roasted me to the day of time. Mm-hmm. And like, that made me not wear shit. Made me change my style up. You know what I'm saying?
I told you the story about like one time I came in with these South Pole jeans on. This is like ninth grade. This is like Kanye graduation era. So niggas is on that type of time. But I'm stuck in the past. I got on South Pole jeans. I go to the deli by my crib, and the nigga, one of the old heads in there is like, "Nigga, do your jeans say King of Kings, nigga?" And it was South Pole. I changed my swag immediately.
So I got a story. So when I was younger, this is when the Cameron phase had happened, right? The whole pink shit. So I thought I was doing something. So I had these black, like, Jordan Jumpman sneakers.
Uh-huh. And Team Jordan's?
Yeah, Team Jordan's for sure. Right. You know, like, back in the day, like, niggas used to wear, like, anything. Like, niggas wear sneakers, but, like, niggas wear,
niggas
like...
Niggas wore Spitzikes and, like, shit.
Yeah,
like,
it was a different... It was a different time, bro. Like, you feel me? Right. So, I had that shit, and I think I had put, like, pink laces in them, and then
creative.
And I had, like, a pink durag. Uh-huh. So I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna fuck him up with this one."
You made that up on the bed before you got dressed. You was like, "Yo,
I came to school." So it was some like older senior nigga. This nigga was like, "Yo, this nigga got a pink durag. This nigga look crazy." They started laughing, but it wasn't because I really had the pink durag. It's because my durag was like fucked up. So like,
it was a bad durag.
Yeah. And I remember like I had came with like the pink laces, but I had like a shirt. It wasn't, you know how like everybody was like matchy back in the day.
That was the shoulder lean era.
Yeah. So like, I had like a different color shirt. I was ahead of the time, but I had like a different color shirt. And then like this shorty I was talking to, she looked at me crazy.
That's worse when the shorties tag in on the, you know what I mean?
Oh man. A girl that you fucking with and she like you, and then you come with some bullshit on.
Man, son, that hurts. Nothing hurts like that. You know what I'm saying? This nigga Cat Williams went crazy on niggas today. Who was in his crosshairs? It was Steve Harvey, Cedric,
this nigga, Ricky Smiley,
Wendell,
Big Worm, Kanye West, Kanye caught the crazy stray.
Him and Jonathan Majors caught the craziest stray.
I didn't even get to the Jonathan Majors.
You know what he said about Jonathan Majors? He was like, he said, women be talking about Jonathan Majors is attractive. She was like, if he's attractive, then we all attractive. Because, why he eat Jonathan Majors like that? Talk about, I would have ran from the white woman like Jonathan Majors did. Man. He got heated. Who else was in his crosshairs? He was getting at a bunch of niggas, man. You know,
I feel like Diddy for sure. I mean, come on, and like the Weinstein shit was crazy.
That's crazy, but that's not the first time I heard some shit like that about that nigga, man.
If you don't know, Cat Williams said that Harvey Weinstein offered to give him fellatio in front of the whole like party. What? But.
Did he chalk that up as white boy humor, or is that just
that's them people?
Yeah,
people. Uh-huh. But here's the thing, bro. Like, think about it like this, right? I don't think he's lying, and the thing is, I think shit like that has made him into the person he is today, right? I think Hollywood has drove that man like insane, and I think it's because he wasn't willing to do a lot of the shit that was asked of him, right? Because we always hear this shit about, you know, getting put in a dress and all this other, like, wacky Hollywood shit. And, like, niggas, like, the Dave Chappelle shit, right? Not the stand-up, but just him in general, like, him going crazy and running away from Hollywood. Like, I remember when he turned down that deal and everybody was looking at him like he was fucking crazy because he turned down like 100 million or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, but at that time, he probably was, he kind of stated that, but like in Hollywood, he was seeing so much crazy shit and they was trying to make him get in the dress and shit. And he was just like, nah, nigga, like I can't take it no more, bro. Like I need to get the fuck away from this shit. So,
it plays into a lot of these niggas were saying about like, you know, niggas will always say like, yo, niggas be dressing up in Hollywood, niggas be doing weird shit, and niggas kind of brush it off. Mm-hmm. But like, it's true. You know, it's like a real thing. Like, if you think about it, like all the famous like black actors had done some type of scene where they were like playing a woman or something like that.
Yeah, but then I was talking to my mans about this, and we was talking about like the Kevin Hart shit, right? Kevin Hart in that movie Get Hard, he did some like flagrant shit where he like kissed Will Ferrell, and there was just, like other shit that was going on in that.
Right.
But also, like in Real Husband of Hollywood, like Shaq was giving
the car,
Kevin Hart, yeah, he was giving Kevin Hart back shots, and I'm like, who wrote that?
Yeah,
like. You know what I mean?
There's always some shit like that going on, man. Like, he might be onto some Cat Williams, you know?
But my thing is, like, that, like when shit like that happens to you, that, like, you kind of, like, block it out and you just chuck it up to the game. Or if you have morals and principles and then you do that shit kind of ends up fucking with you and making you crazy because, like, how could you do that, right? Because you probably did it for the fame and, like, to get it to where you thought people wanted you to be. But, like, at the end of the day, like, that's not who you are as a person, and like that drives people crazy.
Yeah, even us on like a smaller scale as creators and shit, I'm sure there's been times where we had the decision whether we're gonna keep our integrity and some shit or we're gonna, you know, compromise it for some shit.
Yeah,
I think that's some shit that niggas just go through. You gotta not really test out who you are on the inside, who you really are as a person.
Yeah, I think yeah, like you said, like as a content creator, we all go through that, right? And like I think that when I was at a certain place, they wanted me to do certain shit. Mm-hmm. And like I would bend but not break. And then I think I got to a certain point when I was just like, I can't do X, Y, and Z, or I'm not fucking with that. Cause I remember being on set one time and like visibly angry because I'm like, nah, this ain't it. Like, you feel me? Cause like in their idea, like, oh, this is hilarious, this is funny. But like me, I'm just like, this is not what I signed up for. Like, you feel me? So it's a pride thing and an ego thing, but I feel like some things are just like that shit would drive me insane. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now that I've been, I feel like I'm glad that like I had this experience early.
Yeah.
So like I know now, but like, holy shit, like imagine all the people that just was trying to like keep their jobs and shit like that and all the fuck shit they had to do to keep this so they can pay their bills. You know what I mean? So like that's why niggas like Harvey Weinstein is fucking weirdos, because it's just like you put people like, I get the whole like, oh, people were like, they don't have to do it 100%, 1,000%. Like there's some accountability into that, but like you put people in hard positions, especially when they don't know or understand what they're doing.
Right.
So I don't know. It's just weird, bro. Cause you know what you're doing. You're manipulating people and you know, you're manipulating people to
it's
get
fucked up, man. You know what I mean? It's like one of my famous quotes from my mom is like, just because you can take advantage of niggas don't mean you should, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what like a lot of these higher up people do, man. And it's super fucked up. And I've been looking and thinking about it, like, it's hard as a man, but I can only imagine like as a woman going through that shit. You know what I mean? Like the niggas doing all that kind of weirdo shit with them. It's
crazy. But you know, what's crazy too, what I think about, like what I realized in this industry, bro, like working in content creation or like whatever it is, but like media, is that there's two type of people in this like field, right? There's people that like care and there's people that don't give a fuck.
Don't
like,
give a fuck. Whatever like gets some mini recognition they're gonna do.
If niggas want to get famous, they're gonna get famous, bro. Like you feel me? Like I feel like for me, like if I say something wild, it's because I stand on that shit. Like that's just who I am. I don't give a fuck. But like I feel like some people will do shit continuously just because like they're like, fuck it, I'm just trying to get fame. Like, I don't give a fuck. And which I understand to some degree, because like, you can't really like, because when niggas be mad, when niggas be on like Twitter, like, take the podcast mics away. I'm like, niggas just regurgitating shit so they can have retweets so everybody can feel like a part of some shit. But like, I get it. Niggas say stupid shit, but there's a whole bunch of podcasts where people are actually spitting some good shit and nobody pays attention to that. But
that's what niggas do. And then also it's like, I feel like with you, especially what you do, I don't feel like there's no malicious shit behind shit you say and do. You know what I mean? Some niggas be trying to like purposely like break niggas, you know, with that shit.
But the thing is, though, I feel like it's different because you know me, right?
Right.
I feel like people that don't know me, especially on the internet, it's like it's two things, right? One is like people that don't know you, so they get a view of you from a take, and they think that you're like trying to like slander and like whatever, right? But they don't know, like, you don't really give a fuck, or like it's just like an opinion,
it's
like
a
you
joke,
like I'm joking half of the time, like I ain't trying to like shit nobody, like for real. But then like the second thing is like, half of these motherfuckers in the comments that say whatever they want to fucking say about like, oh, this is, you wouldn't even have a conversation with these niggas in real life. You wouldn't give a fuck. Right. Like a lot of these niggas be weird. Like think about it. Anybody has access to Instagram, bro.
Yeah.
So niggas be
anybody can pick up and use it, you know?
Yeah. But back to the point though, like I think like Cat Williams is on to something, and like I kind of feel bad for the nigga because I feel like he is going through something mentally, but we all knew that. But yeah. Like, I mean, he was getting his shit off. I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, if you're gonna go out, like, you're gonna go out with a bang. You know what I mean? I don't think it's gonna hurt him because, like, every time people think Cat Williams is done, he always bounces back with something. Like, I remember when niggas thought he was done, and then he popped up on AT Atlanta and he won like a fucking Emmy off of that. You know?
Yeah, Alligator Man, baby.
That's a classic episode.
Alligator Man.
Niggas always gonna remember that. But you know, I think Cat will be fine. Something interesting he did bring up though was Cedric the Entertainer stealing his joke way back in the day. Now, for me, I used to watch Comedy View all the time as a kid, stay up late and just watch it. I never knew Cat Williams was on Comedy View.
I remember that joke. I remember that joke from Cedric, but I never, and I seen the clip on Twitter with Cat Williams doing it, but I never seen that. And obviously, we was younger, so like, you know, you remember what you remember, but like, I never seen that. So like, to see that clip, and then to see like the Cedric thing, I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
It's crazy. And it's like, because that was a big joke for Cedric, you know, in the whole Kings of Comedy. That's one of them things that niggas would repeat to other people outside of that, you know? So like for him to take that is crazy.
Bro, but that's the thing. You made it a hot line. I made it a hot song.
That's true.
And then in the fucking like Cedric Entertainer, he was saying, he was like, yo, whether like I took a joke from him or not, like, he didn't fucking make me, nigga. Like, I've been doing so much shit. And which is true. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, my thing is, like, you did steal the joke. Like, he didn't say he did. He stole the joke. And I feel like that's one of those things that makes, like, Cat Williams resentful. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
And I remember when he went at Kevin Hart, and Kevin Hart was saying that, well, nigga, you wasn't showing up. Nigga, you was acting crazy. Nigga, we gave you roles and you fucked that up. And I believe that's true too, but I think that's kind of like what happened to him made him like that in that sense. So like now he's just in like, I don't say this bizarro Superman shit, but like he's really like just going after everybody that he got smoke with. And he's one of the most legendary niggas in comedy there is. Like, you feel me? And he really only
ran like a generation, bro. Like, I think in between the whole Kings of Comedy thing and the real emergence of Kevin Hart, it was Cat Williams time, bro. You know?
Bro, because he had Friday After Next. He had like those like movies here and there. And then he had like that special. Special with the green fucking
Pimp Chronicles, and then you know,
he was going crazy, like little tink tink, like he was dominating in like the early 2000s or not early 10s, if you will.
Yeah.
He was the guy, and then like he kind of like disappeared and shit, and then he got choked out by that little kid. Bro, that was the craziest shit ever, bro.
He had him in hell, bro. That kid was not letting go, bro. Like,
oh man,
that shit was funny. And also, him saying like his athletic ability. The nigga said, "I've been 5'5" in fifth grade. I felt him on that, nigga. Like, I too have been 5'7" since I was in fifth grade, nigga. So I felt him on that, man. That's crazy.
That's crazy because I thought I was gonna be like 6'5". I'm not gonna hold you, bro. Because I was
always think I'm gonna be tall, man.
Nah, because I was tall when I was young. Like I was taller and bigger than everybody. You know what I'm saying? Right, like I was wearing a size 12 in like the sixth grade, bro. Like no funny shit.
Your family tall? You got like a tall family or?
Nah, well, my brother's tall, but like my family not tall. Right, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy because my brother tall, I'm tall, and then my family's not tall. So it's like, I'm 6'1". My brother, I don't know. I think he's around same height, but like even him, like when he was younger, like he was like tall, like you right. know what I mean, for like his age and shit. And then like I guess niggas just peaked out.
I mean, they veggies, nigga.
Yeah, I think so. Something like that McDonald's, we using Burger King and bullshit all the time.
Niggas
so.
Was taking their Flintstone.
When we was down south getting them good meals, man. I would probably be 6'8" right now.
They had you on the Alabama offensive line, shit, nigga.
Bro, like you know what's crazy? Since I live in Jersey now, every nigga I see is like humongous out here, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm like,
what's eating good?
Yeah, bro. Something different than what the fuck we got. Cause I go to New York, I see niggas like, I'm saying regular size. I see niggas fucking left tackles out here and shit. Like what the fuck y'all niggas eating, bro?
Nigga, you know, they close to PA, so they get all that farm grade shit. You know what I mean? Them niggas probably eating good.
Nah, but the water out here dirt. So I don't know what the fuck going
on. One thing I always tell niggas, New York has great water, like a great water filtration system. I be trying to tell niggas all the time.
Yo, the deeper you go into Jersey, the more wacky you smell. It smell wacky, and that's because of the water. Because, like, they have water problems for, like, years. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll get on the train, and you'll, like, be going through, like, whatever, like, city or town or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean?
Some shit just smell funny. You like, what the fuck going on?
Smell crazy. Like, the Garden State smell crazy sometimes, but that's even near it.
That's how I felt going to MetLife when I went to the game. I was like, niggas, they weren't lying. It actually is the Meadowlands. I'm seeing Meadows on the way to this fucking game.
Yeah, bro. Hell yeah. Not bro. Lying. It's straight fucking like. And the thing I hate about Jersey, because as a Jersey resident now, I hate the fact that the highways are so confusing. They have some of the worst highways. And if you miss it.
First of all, it's too many lanes. Too many lanes.
Bro, and if you miss an exit, it's over for you.
That's it.
And they got 8,000 tolls. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Hell yeah. They got mad bridges, mad tolls, nigga. Like, I don't know how niggas really, like, be pushing shit out in Jersey, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. I almost swerved off the road a couple times, nigga. I was like, I don't know what the fuck going on.
Yeah, because, nigga, you think about, like, out in New York, nigga. If you miss an exit, all right, just get the next one, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
100%.
You can't even do that in Jersey, bro.
Facts.
It's that exit, nigga. You gonna end up in Delaware, nigga. PA. Nah, for real though. But the Cat Williams shit is actually crazy, man. I think it's gonna cause a major riff in comedy. And like you said before, I can't wait to see how these niggas respond to this.
You know the crazy thing too is that I think that the whole Shannon Sharp thing, like, this is gonna take Shannon Sharp to another fucking level.
He's out of here, bro.
Like. Cause he's doing a show with Ocho, and then he has his own show where he does interviews, and then he does the sports thing. Like, that's how I envision myself, my nigga. Like, that's how I want it. Like, it's like a combination of that and like Joe Rogan, right? Like, I would love to like how we got our shit now, like how we got this shit, mm-hmm. and then I would have like a Joe Rogan type shit or like whatever, and I would just interview people, and it would it be on some like, because you know how you do content, you like you entertain, you make jokes and all that shit, and would it be on some shit like, yo, let's make content? It would just be us having fucking conversations about like interesting shit, you know what I mean? That would be one thing, and then it would be like this, and then it would be like the sports shit, because you know, obviously I'm just embedded in that shit at this point. Like, you feel me? So it would be a combination of all, because I don't want to do just sports, you know what I'm saying? I love doing sports, but this is like, how many times am I arguing with a nigga about some shit? Like, what I mean? So like, I would love to do more hip-hop content and shit.
The shit I do like about Rogan's podcast is like, it really just be him, the guests, and Google. Them niggas will Google some shit in a second. That's the show, nigga.
Exactly. Jamie, pull some shit up. Like, yeah, you feel me?
They smoking pack and like looking at bear fights and shit like that.
Because the reason why I fuck with that shit, because he found his audience off the weird shit that he likes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you know what that is. Like, it's going to be conspiracy theories, conversations, whether you agree with the shit or not. Like, it's the like contrarian shit. Like, people like that type of shit, you know what I mean? And I just feel like it's just a conversation about life. Like,
Like, you know, niggas get flack to Rogan, but it's been he has some really good episodes. Like, I was listening to the Kid Cudi episode from years ago, and that shit was actually great. Like, the nigga was talking about all kind of weird shit, you know?
But the thing about Joe Rogan, I think that a lot of us, it's like, we all have these like opinions about shit, and like sometimes we're wrong, nigga. Like, think about how many friends that we got that be saying wild dumb shit or whatever we don't agree with. Like, just imagine them in front of a mic now. You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean that they're bad people or whatever the case may be. Like, you know what I mean? They just have these weird fucking takes. Like, sometimes I do, you know what I mean? Sometimes you do. Like, everybody does, bro. Like, but it's just like when you say something, especially now, because everything is like mob mentality and like let's destroy them. It's really at this point, you really die a hero or live long enough to see yourself to become a villain.
It happens to everybody. Like, I can't name a one person like who's come out like within the next like last 6 years where they haven't like been some type of turn on them in some way.
Bro, the Chappelle shit is crazy.
Yeah, but he keeps digging that hole on himself, bro. I don't get Chappelle, man. Like,
all right. Here's my theory on that. My theory on that is that Chappelle, one, is older. So he's more like an I don't give a fuck mode. But I think as he is older, he doesn't understand a lot of the shit that's like with the trans shit and the non-binary shit. Because like even like people our age, like, oh. So imagine somebody like his age, right? So like as a comedian, his job is to speak freely. Like the thing about our era, bro, especially because we didn't have Twitter, all these think pieces, like people, whether it was funny or not, like you could say this shit and then just go about your day and move on, and like nobody would give a fuck. Right. Like that shit just happened, right? Now it's like you'll say some shit and then a think piece will come out and then Twitter will come out and then like a media outlet where people are calling out Dave Chappelle because, oh, people, what's the word for it?
Transphobic?
Nah, when they roast somebody, but it's not roast, it's people, it's like when, oh, like not burn, like the
I guess like
you know, like say like, yo, this person just ripped this person on Twitter, but it's a weird word. Whatever. Anyway, but like people, like the media outlets, and then it would become like this whole fucking thing, and then for a week we'll have this conversation, and then like it went on to like to the point where like they were trying to take him off Netflix, and then they were trying to like do XYZ, and if you, like it becomes a whole fucking thing now, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it could have been
it's
one
the
of those...
it's the rollout, and it's just like it just plays right into the media cycle. Like, that's just the cycle. Now think about that. All that, everything you said that happened to him, all that takes place within a week, and by the next week is somebody else is the main character.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just like it's the ebbs and flows of this shit. Nah, I did watch the Chappelle special. I will say, though, like, I know a lot of people are reporting that people are outraged with this. I don't think people are really outraged. I just, people just like, gotta do something different, doggy. Like,
I agree, because I think he's in, like, this super lecture mode.
Yeah, and, like, bro, like, just be funny.
Yeah, I kind of just want to hear the jokes. And, like, don't get me wrong, like, a little bit here and there is cool. But like, if I'm watching your whole fucking stand up and you're just like lecturing me, like, I didn't come here for this. Like, you feel me? Right. Like, just be funny, dance, nigga. Like, dance, nigga. But but yeah, bro. Like, I don't know what to call it sometimes, bro. Like, I'd be kind of confused about. I mean, some of the shit I understand, but like, some of the shit is just like, I think he's just old at this point, and I think he's going through that same Cat Williams thing, where he's been in the industry and he's like scarred by it, and mentally it's fucked him up. And I think
he's too rich, bro. I think he doesn't have anything to talk about, really.
I mean, maybe that too. That's possible.
I think he's a little disassociated with like reality. When you've been rich and famous as long as Dave Chappelle, it's like, what else do you have left to talk about? It's like when Andre 3000 was saying, it's like, yo, bro, I could rap, but it's like, what do y'all niggas want to hear about? Me doing laundry, nigga? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, what else do I have left to talk about? It's interesting.
Yeah, that could be a possibility, too. I don't know. But that's why I like Bill Burr, right? I feel like Bill Burr, like, he's older, but he still finds, like, ways and things to talk about, you know?
He does, like, everyman comedy. Like, he talks about, like, shit everybody goes through, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, that's the thing, too, like, he's still rich, you know. He's been rich for a while too.
He's rich as fuck, yeah.
You know, and I feel like he keeps it, like he stays in his lane. But that's what I'm saying. He's not here trying to fucking like lecture you. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I feel like everybody's trying to do like a poor impression of like George Carlin. You know what I mean? Like, George Carlin, he'll lecture you, but he'll throw in some funny shit. You know what I mean? Niggas just trying to recreate that style.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, I think whether Dave Chappelle is doing a good job or a bad job of it, like, I'm be honest, the black community, that's not what we want to hear.
Oh, I mean, if we'll be honest, outside of the TV show, Chappelle's always kind of been like a white comedian, bro.
I was going to get to that. I think Dave Chappelle, like, Faison said that, and like, people were saying that he was hating, but I do think there was a little bit of truth to that, only because Dave Chappelle is still my favorite comedian to this day. Like, the baby on the corner joke.
The show is immaculate, bro. Like,
no, not even the show. Like, the stand-up shit. Like, the Mickey Mouse is Mexican. Like, that bro, the baby on the corner. Like, he has so many fucking jokes like that I'm like, oh, this shit is crazy. But, like, at the same time, I can tell, like, it wasn't, like, because a lot of niggas, like, back in the day, they were doing a lot of, like, slap stick comedy, right? Or like, it was more
comedy and shit.
That, or it was more so, like, when I watched Martin and shit, like, back in the day, like, his stand-up, it's more so, like, oh, the white guy, he's here with the girl, and then, the sister, he'd be like, oh, the sister, she got a weave, right? Sister got to get a weave, right? Like, shit like that. Like,
women be shopping type shit.
Yeah, women be shopping. Like, shit like that. It's just more like that, more like racy, black, corny, stereotypical shit. For some niggas, like, to me, like, Bernie Mac back in the day was like funny.
Funny, yeah.
Like, funny. Chris Tucker was like funny. Like, a lot of niggas, like, they had, like, a corny routine, but there was a few niggas that were, like, funny. Like, Bruce was funny.
Funny,
like,
as hell, yeah.
You know, like,
no, Campbell, like, no, Crawford on them.
Bro, you know what's been funny for mad long? The nigga,
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That do the Old Spice commercials. The nigga that was on Blackish.
Yeah. He's funny. Deion Cole.
Nigga, he was on Comedy View for mad long. He used to do that shit when he used to tell a joke, write it, and then look to the crowd, see if they liked it or not. And then if they didn't like it, he'll cross it off. Or like, it was like a good bit. Like, you feel me? That was his thing. So he's been out here for a minute. Like, you know what I mean? So I think that, like, I appreciate niggas like that. But yeah, but back to the Chappelle point. I think he was always a little bit different from, like, the app. Like, Chappelle wear them weird hats, man. He wear them hats that, like say, I fuck white bitches. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. That's how I felt about Chris Rock. For a long time, Chris Rock was my number one funniest comedian. But, like, even looking back, like, as a grown person watching shit now, a lot of his shit was playing towards white women. Like, as a kid, the black people versus niggas shit was funny. But, like, as I've gotten older, I'm like, who's this joke really for? Is it for black people to laugh at, or is it for, you know, white people to get some type of understanding? You know,
but that's the thing, because that's how comedy was at that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why, like, a lot of people, if you notice, especially like that, you 30, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of people young, like, say, like, if they're like 26, they think Martin is corny. Like,
right,
the show.
Right.
And I have to, like, if I have a conversation, I have to explain, like, that was funny back then because it made sense to what was going on back then.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, and I do watch certain shit and I'll be like, maybe that was a little corny and cheesy, but I get it though. So it don't really like that episode of Martin with the fucking dog. He was acting like, bro, that shit was bro, man, from the fifth floor, like Tommy, like, all that shit is funny to me, but like, I was watching that when I was like a kid and I understood like the jokes. But like, watching a lot of that shit now, like, the Sinead shit couldn't fly now. Like, you know what I mean? Nah. Like, one, they would have called him anti-black. Two, they would have been like, this is corny. Like, but back then, that was funny as hell. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
dying at that shit,
man, you know, but I get it. Like, when I see it, like, I'd watch it, I'm like, but I'd be like, okay, like the episode where Martin's beating up the rat,
on a vacation, nigga.
That shit is funny, though. But like, now, like, that shit would not be funny.
Oh, man, bro. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But that shit was hilarious. So it's a generational thing, but I think Chappelle's always been different from, like, the normal black comedian. So, like, if you probably was into, like, the Martins of the world, you probably wasn't going to fuck with Dave Chappelle.
If you were a Bernie Mac fan, you probably wasn't fucking with Chappelle at the time. Like,
yeah,
Bernie Mac is more like your church going average black person kind of thing,
bro. Because like Dave Chappelle couldn't be on Kings of Comedy.
No,
you kidding me?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, and you got to think about it this way: like Kings of Comedy is real nigga shit. Like, like to the point like where Steve was talking about this Titanic, and he was like, how black people would have been on the shit, like. That shit, or like even the spaceship joke that fucking that Cedric stole, like that's probably the best joke of Cedric in the set. But it was funny as fuck though, like you know what I mean?
Yeah,
bro, hilarious, bro. And then like obviously you got to Bernie Mac, and then Bernie Mac just fucking cooked, nigga. Like with
him downstairs,
and then he told the joke about the guy being mentally challenged and shit like that.
Exactly.
Like that shit was. Funny nigga, like, but it was a different type of comedy still.
You fuck with DL or nah?
No,
I thought DL was all right.
I never liked DL. DL, like, even like the DL Hughley show, I never liked that shit. I used to only watch it because the girl that played his wife was fire.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, but DL, I never fuck with DL, and I never fuck with Tommy Davidson. I never fuck with them niggas.
Really, you never fuck with Tommy Davidson?
Nah, like I fuck with Tommy Davidson on like when he did like TV shows. Like I thought he was cool when he did like whatever. Like I thought he was good at that shit. But like
he was funny in Joanna Man too.
Yeah, and like even like Booty Call, it was like, you know what I'm saying?
Just he actioned out that.
You know yeah, because Jamie was the funny one in that movie, and then like Tommy was like, I guess, but like
yeah, you know, it's an underrated funny nigga that David Alan Greer. That nigga is funny as hell, bro.
I think that shit he had on Martin, that episode was funny as fuck.
Yep.
But even like Jamie Foxx is an underrated comedian, but like that nigga, yo, but first of all, the show is funny. I'd rather watch that over Martin, like a lot of the times, bro. Cause that shit still, to me, that shit is still funny today. Like if it came out today, it would still be funny in my opinion.
Right. Yeah.
But Jamie Foxx is funny as hell, though.
Yeah, Tony Salad as hell too. Like I know when he tell that joke and he's playing the piano as he's telling the joke, it's fucking like nobody else could do that but him.
Nobody, bro. Like even like the roasting shit, like
oh yeah, he made that nigga, he ruined that nigga career, bro.
Yeah. The dog nigga. I love stand up comedy and shit like that. So like I get people's perspective on the whole Dave shit because like I just want to laugh and I know Dave has real fucking good jokes. So I don't know.
Yeah, you was just talking about checking niggas earlier. We gotta talk about this Pat McAfee Aaron Rodgers shit for a second, bro. He gonna get his man jammed up, bro. He gonna get McAfee jammed up because like, yo, you gotta check your mans, bro. I know you paying the nigga to be on the show. I know that's your mans, but like, yo, you can't be letting niggas go and fly off the rail like that with shit, man.
I'm not gonna lie though. I wouldn't check him at all. Because like people want to hear Aaron Rodgers say that dumb shit. And I think that like Aaron Rodgers at this point, like he's in a place of no return. Like I think he's went too far down that like woke rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. And I think that I dated women that are on that type of shit. Like they wasn't getting the vaccine and all this other shit.
He's like a white Hotep.
I just, to me, like, and it's like everybody likes Aaron Rodgers. Like I guarantee if you met Aaron Rodgers you would probably like
probably chill. Yeah,
but he's just so deep in that conspiracy theory shit that you're like, and we all know niggas like that, like you feel me, like they be like, nigga, what the fuck, shut up nigga, or whatever.
Every black family has one nigga that's like that, at least one.
Just but not even a fit, like a nigga you know.
Yeah.
And just be on that type of time and then believe that type of dumb shit. And you just be like, nigga, shut up. You feel me? But it's just like, and like to me, like, I feel like, here's my thing. I feel like when I was younger, I was on that like type of shit, like the government's trying to kill us and all this other shit.
Yeah.
And then I just realized that the niggas that even the niggas that are telling me that are lying to me too. Like, these niggas are not doing proper research. These niggas are making up things to further their narrative or what they want it to be. Like, you feel me? So it's just like,
well, what are they doing to help the community type shit too? Like, you know,
it's like a Dr. Umar shit. Like, I love Dr. Umar, but like, there's nothing you can say to him to change his narrative. So he's gonna say whatever he wants to further his narrative in terms of like what he wants to know, what he wants it to be. Like, that's who Umar is.
Yeah, I had to slow down on the Umar shit because, like, for me, I can just see it as pure entertainment, but I realize a lot of niggas is taking that shit like verbatim for what he says, you know what I'm saying?
Niggas was like, yo, Umar, like, here's my thing. I had this argument with my homegirl, and she was like, yeah, Umar, Dr. Umar cooked ish. And I'm like, how did he cook ish? Yeah. And she was telling me because of, like, him marrying a white woman shit. And I was explaining to her, I was like, well, ish never downplayed black women. He never said he wouldn't date a black woman. He has dated multiple black women. He just said that he ended up wanting to fuck with a white woman. Whether you fuck with that or not, I understand that. But it wasn't like Ish was saying that you shouldn't fuck with a black woman. He was just saying that I married a white woman and that's cool. And he wasn't trying to downplay everybody, but people was like, yo, Ish. Like, he was, I don't, like, people just got it like Ish was trying to argue with Dr. Umar. Like,
it wasn't that at all. It was more like Umar trying to, like, you know, doing analysis on this nigga's whole life, you know what I mean, type shit.
Yeah, because they were having a debate, and of course they kind of got, like, a little, like, I guess, catty, because, you know, Ish was like, I'll employ more black people than you, and also how that shit go. But, you know, Umar's thing is, like, if you don't marry black, you are not for
you're
the
out of here. You're
and it's nothing that you can tell him to change his mind on that. Like, it's nothing. But I always say, like, it's crazy to me. This is why you don't listen to niggas and do what you want, because one, you got to do what makes you fucking happy. And then no matter what, whoever, because that's not their fucking life. It's not their, it's your life, nigga. And then two, you got to think about it this way. Dr. Umar has not married a black woman. He's not married, nigga. Yeah. He's not married. All this shit about
That was a fake wedding. Remember when he got married to the two Jones?
Yeah, he had a fake wedding, and he's a fake wedding, and he was like, yo, I want to do polygamy and shit. And like, yeah, if you want to do that, that's cool. I get it. That's the Hotep special. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be Hotep. You gotta do polygamy. You know what I mean? It's just like, you haven't married anybody, or you're not with a significant other. And I get it. Politics over punani. Consciousness over coochie. I understand it, brother. But you can't be yelling at me to marry somebody and you ain't married, nigga. Dr. Martin Luther King was married. Malcolm X was married. Like, they had spouses. Yeah, like, I don't understand it. You are committing adultery, brother.
No, in fact, Umar get on that tight time, man. But the thing is, I think me and you have the discernment to realize this nigga's just entertainment, bro. This nigga's just a funny nigga. He's a meme, bro. He's a walking meme. It'd be really niggas that really latch it on to what this nigga's saying, bro. That's crazy.
I think because it was mad funny because there was like some weird account, and it was like some like interracial dating account, but I think it was a troll account. But somebody was like, yeah, don't let these Umar sexuals stop you from being in love.
It was the black man, white woman account, nigga. Who's behind it?
I don't know, man. But like, also, I had the conversation with my homegirl, and I was telling her, I was like, yo, I personally see myself with a black woman. There's a possibility I could be with a Hispanic woman, maybe Dominican, who knows? But that's what I see. That's my preference. You know what I mean? That's what I see myself with. That's me. I can't tell what they like, what they don't like, or whatever, because they not me. That's what I can sleep with that name. What's making me feel good about myself? I can't, you know what I mean?
Yo, if niggas, y'all niggas want to be milkman, yo, be milkman. Love your white woman out loud. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, when I see niggas with white women, yo, you know those block parties niggas was having in the summer, bro?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of these niggas popping out with white women. A lot of these niggas that be online on they, you know what I mean?
Niggas the
white
cap.
Queens.
Yeah, niggas be capping. I don't be listening to niggas, man. I just do what I want to do, man.
Hey, love who you want to love. Be who you want to be, man.
Because I'm clapping Hillary Duff. I'm letting y'all niggas know.
Everybody get one joint. That's how I feel about that Sydney Sweeney joint. That's my one.
You know, bro, what I mean? Trish Stratus in her prime.
It's no better. It's top five women ever, bro.
Angelina Jolie. There's some good milk out there. You know what I'm saying? Some good almond milk. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but you know, we for the sisters though. But you
always,
know,
man. Like it I is told you about is. That time I went out with that white woman.
You did.
She did cocaine at the table.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I never went out with a white woman before on a date, but now I'm kind of curious.
Like the experience, like
yeah,
that's the only you time know I ever mean? Been out with a white woman. That shit was crazy. I was only there for like 10 minutes.
I'm genuinely curious to see how that would be, like the dynamic, because I feel like obviously I went on a lot of dates with a lot of black women, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to me. Uh-huh. A lot of Hispanic women. I think that's really, I don't think I've been out with any other race on a date, like you feel me? So
right.
I think that I would be curious to see how that night plays out.
Well, in New York, you're going to get one of two things. You're going to get the white woman that's like super chill, that's like listens to rap and shit, like her favorite rapper is like, you know, I don't know, J. Cole or some shit, whatever. And then you have the ones that's like, it's going to be super curious about you, your blackness, nigga. Ask you a million questions. Like, what's it like to be black type shit, you know?
I feel like the thing is, though, when I'm around white people, I think like now in today's age, they're so
white
like.
White people fuck with you. White people fuck with you.
They do, but they're more so like, you can tell like they're like cautious around you.
Yeah, they're on eggshells around you.
they don't want to say something too, they don't want to say my naysayer. They don't want to say no shit like that. So
you know, so, this is the dreads. The niggas think you develop it, you turn into a Hotep on them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's getting bad now. Like, they're looking at me in fear, so.
Yeah, they think you on your neo-soul shit. That's what they think.
Yeah, bro. It's going to be crazy. But I feel like the niggas with the dreads, those would be the ones that be dating the white women.
True. It always be the most deaf type niggas that be with the white women. That should be fun. Right.
Yeah, niggas gonna think I'm a milkman after this episode. Oh, shit.
Nah, we got to put the disclaimer out there, nigga. Like,
I've never been with one, but, you know. I was 32, man, you know, because I'm at the point where I'm trying to get married, so I might as well try everything before I go out with a bang.
I wanted to talk to you about that because, like, you know, we're coming off the holidays, you know. This was the first year that I was like, you know what, the batch of pajamas and the seed wouldn't be a bad look at this point, you know?
Hit different.
I was like, this is the first year I was like, you know, usually I'm like, oh, that's nice for them, you know what I mean? Shout out to them. But I was looking at it, I was like, maybe that wouldn't be so bad.
Bro, I feel like that shit smoked everybody this year. And I feel like the pandemic was the changing of the guard.
Yeah.
Because nobody really wants to be outside anymore, especially if you're older. Like, if you're younger, of course, but like, if you're older now, like, you've been there and seen that. And I think that the pandemic was like a nice, like, I think people realizing being with your family and your friends, your close friends, is more important than anything, especially with like all the fuck shit that's going on in today's world.
Right.
I feel like being with somebody that you genuinely like and love, that's a great feeling, my nigga. Cause you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, like, especially when you come home, you get to talk to somebody, like, you get to vent, and y'all get to watch movies and then go
chill
on fucking
out. Chill the fuck
yeah,
out.
You don't ever have to really worry about something. And then, like, as long as y'all know y'all like boundaries and space, like, I think it's lit, but I mean, it is what it is, bro. Like, I kind of like I that shit hit different this Christmas. Yeah, I can't lie.
It hit a little different, man. I think niggas in general. First of all, we getting older, so obviously niggas is, you know, forming their family, starting their lives or whatever like that with people. But like, also, it's just, I feel like niggas is just tired of the rat race that is dating.
Yeah, I don't like dating no more. I think I'm tired of it. I think that like my whole thing is like, I think what fucked me up is the ability to have options in dating.
Yeah.
Because I think you kind of look for like, maybe I need to try this before I do this, or like maybe da da da. Because I ain't gonna lie, I would love to date a DC woman or a DMV woman. Like,
great
like,
women, great women, by the way.
Beautiful woman.
Intelligent, good looking, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I think, and it's crazy too, as a nigga from New York, when you go out of state and you meet women, especially like black women, it's like a different type of love. Like, you know,
like women outside of New York be appreciating New York niggas out of town.
Bro, like once you get close to that Mason Dixie line, bro, that should be a whole different ball game, right, bro? Like that, cause like the women are just like, especially cause like women really outnumber niggas, bro. Yeah. Like I was at a dating mixer. I ain't gonna say too much, but like the women were aggressive. I'll say that. Yeah. and they are trying to find a man. If they are in their 30s, they are trying to settle down. They are trying to find out.
I like the aggression from the women. You know what I mean?
I do. But the shit is, I can tell the shit is eating them alive. Being single. Yeah. If you are single and you're trying to find love and you see niggas in the matching pajamas, the women were probably going through it, my nigga.
Yeah. Because for us, it was like, oh, yeah, maybe I would want that one day. But for them, it's like, I gotta have it. You know what I mean?
They gotta have that. Like, yeah. That's like the last step in, like, being the perfect life woman, right? You did all your goals. You got your career. You got your apartment, your car. Now you're in your 30s. You went on 87 vacations. You done it all. And now you probably
going to have 8 times. You did the raft in Jamaica.
You're tired of these bitches. And now you're trying to settle down and come home. And it's hard.
It's hard. It's different. It's different. Especially as niggas get older. You know what I mean? Like, for women, yeah, I feel like it's easier for men, but I feel like for women, it's just way, way more difficult.
So somebody was like, how like men, like, you'll meet a woman and you can meet like 10 good women in a row. Like, women, they'll meet one good nigga, and like the 10 other niggas are just horrible niggas. I agree with that. Niggas is horrible.
You know, there's been times where I've juggled multiple women and I'm like, all these women are great women, bro. I'm sure women don't go through that. Like, 4 of these niggas are good niggas.
But the thing is, bro, like, every woman that I have talked to that are great women, I feel like I let them go and they found a partner and they've been in great spaces. I feel like I've been doing them justice. Like you, they don't want it. Like, they supposed to be with you, but you're like, nah, I don't really want this. And then they go find a partner and they fucking blossom. Baby, I'm a step.
You're like the team that drafts a superstar and then he gets, you know, he sides with somebody else. You know,
I'm the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? You're the Knicks, bro. I'm the Knicks, nigga. When niggas leave, they get better.
Every time.
Every fucking time, bro. But you know what I'm saying? It's like you see the vision, what you want, but it's just like, it ain't working.
I feel like as men, it's become like very straightforward with these women as I've gotten older. You know what I mean? They cut down on the games. You know, they got certain places they want to go to. It's not much as like you got to deal with much fuck shit as I've gotten older. I realize with women.
You say you don't?
I don't. It just I've also it depends on where you meet these women. You know.
Okay. You know? That's a good question. That's a good point. I feel like. Women, I think women, like, especially, I think Dr. Umar made a good point in terms of, like, women, like, at least in our community, wait too long to get married. Yeah. And the reason why I feel that way, and I don't feel like people should get married early. I think that's an overrated thing. Like, getting married at, like, 23 is crazy to me.
The niggas be miserable by 30. They get, like, early, like, 20.
I do think, like, people should, like, 27 is when you should start trying to, like, lock in or, like, playing for that as a woman, because the older you get, the harder it is for a certain point. Because
not for you, not for the niggas you trying to get, like, searching for the nigga you want.
Yeah, because even then, like, the niggas that are, like, your age, they're probably, like, dating younger women only because, like, here's the thing, what I realized. Being that I am 32 now, if I date a woman now, it's like baby.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like literally baby. So like
within a year or two, you
got it. Exactly. Like, so like now it's more so like, say if I date a woman that's like 28, 27.
Got a like, little breathing room.
I got a little breathing room. Like, you know what I'm saying? Once she hit 30, yeah, I got 3 years or some shit to cook up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she wanna wait till she's 31 or some shit. Like, yeah, I got time. But now, especially like they trying to have a baby right now, and I was like, I can't. I need like, I got shit at least 3 more years, at least. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be real. I might be one of them old dads. I might have to be like the 40-year-old nigga with the
you know what? I hate that shit though, because niggas be having babies at like say 23, 25, whatever the fuck they have, and then they have the second or third child when they're like 36, 38. And I'm like, nigga, I'm just having my first one at 35. Nigga, we still got kids in the same age range, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I've seen this shit on TikTok with like people, like their parents had them young and then they had their second sibling. At like when their parents are like way older, and they're like, "Yo, I end up raising this kid because my parents just gave up, bro."
Exactly, my nigga. Like, you feel me? Yeah. Like at the end of the day, like people, like, ain't shit gonna happen, bro. Like, I'd rather wait. I think it is harder for women just because they do. They're getting older. I'm not saying that they can't have a baby, but I think it's still like
they're on the clock, bro. Like, yeah. As a man, we just can't. Something just we can't relate to, bro. Because low key, you can have a seat anytime you want to, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could be like a DCL fly dad. The nigga was like 60 and had you know, I think I had a sibling that was 60. Like,
nigga, I had an old dad. My dad had me in his 50s, bro.
See? Real one. Real one.
I ain't trying like to wait that long, bro. I ain't gonna front. That's kind of crazy. You'll be like, I'll have one of my back end in my 30s for sure. But like, maybe like, yeah, like back into my 30s, maybe have another one when I'm 40. I don't want that many kids, but like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just now, like, nah, nigga.
No, it's not the climate for large families, nigga. I'll be honest with you, bro.
Yeah, the economy is tough right now, man. Nigga. That's what I'm saying. This shit ain't like I'm glad, like, right now, especially like financially, like, I don't have a kid because I couldn't imagine that. But I do think that, well, another thing that I realized too, bro, having a partner is really a business thing, but it's not a bad business thing, right? Because, yeah, like, financially, like, if you get a girl that, like, let's say you go 70-30, that 30 helps out a lot.
A lot, bro. It's a big difference nowadays, bro.
A lot, nigga. Yeah. So it's just like to me, like, I don't really need the 50-50 thing. That, you know what I'm saying? That would be cool, but yeah. I don't really need the 50-50 thing. But, like, I'll definitely, like, as far as a man, like, I want to, like, kick in more than what she doing. But, like, if you can kick in 30%, that shit takes a load off my fucking plate, bro.
The like, hell's one hand washes the other, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, now, like, I think we at the point we're making, like, somewhat decent money and another income in the household. Like, that shit helps out a lot. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I think people don't really understand. I think I understand it now that I'm older. Mm-hmm. But, like, shit is rough out here, man.
Shit is rough, man. And I tell people, a lot of niggas are getting together for survival purposes. You know what I mean? The way
they make it, you know? They should, man. You gotta make it some way.
We should more. Before we get up out of here, you have any resolutions for this year? Are you a resolutions type nigga? Like,
I ain't gonna lie. My resolution is the most cliche shit ever, and that's to get money. And the reason why I say that, that's number one. No, for real. I never been one of those niggas that just need money, 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 because I don't really, like, money doesn't move me in terms of, like, I have to do shit for money. Right. But, like, in this economy at this point and what I want to do in my life, I need money, my nigga. Like, yeah. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna say that 1,000 times. I'm getting money this year. Like, I'm on my exactly. Shit. Broke niggas, stay away from me. Nah, I'll fuck with you. But I need. It's the economy, bro. Like, this shit is wicked. Though. The rent is wicked. The fucking cost of living is wicked.
Groceries is
wicked. Like, I need to get money, nigga. Like, I need to be like a Jamaican nigga and have 8 jobs, my nigga, at this point, bro.
So if you see J Bobby pushing your Uber, don't say nothing, man.
I don't know about that, but but yeah, man.
He said
yeah.
That ain't me.
Nah. But yeah.
Yeah, nah, that's a good resolution. I think that should be everybody's resolution, at least number one.
Yeah, I think like, if you're motivated to get some bread right now, I think, like, especially like in the field that you are in, like, I feel like it'll motivate you to want to do more. You know what I mean? Like, because you have some incentive to, like, let me get up, make content. Let me do X, Y, and Z because I need to make money. So I think it's a little bit of everything, but yeah, I think it's really just money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like, yeah,
get that chicken, man.
Yeah, because I feel like the content shit, like, you know, I feel like that's something that I put a lot of groundwork in, and that's something I can do on my own, and that's something that I continue to do.
But you've seen, I think, the results, like, of it too, like, you know.
Yeah, but like, now I need that back end, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, I need that back end.
Yeah, man. I feel you on that. For me, my resolution is just to always get better, man. Like, in all aspects, like just level up.
Before we get out of here, though, I want to say, did you see that girl on Twitter slandering niggas that like wrestling?
Yeah, and that shit was funny. She got her ass roasted for it. You know what I'm saying? Why can't niggas have hobbies?
All right, this is a conversation I've been wanting to have, right? Uh-huh. So you're a wrestling nigga, obviously, mm-hmm. But I don't watch wrestling now.
Right.
For some reason, my whole timeline is fucking wrestling, and I don't wrestling watch. Yeah, exactly. But like, it's just everybody. So I think what I realized on Twitter, I'm like, niggas really watch wrestling. But I also realized that as like not being a fan, but understanding now, like learning more about wrestling, I appreciate or I respect what they do, because it's more like drama, right? It's more like a play. It's more like a show. Like, it's really entertainment. And I think that people don't really get it because it is fake. And people was like, why are people watching fake wrestling? But it's really just a drama. Like, it's like a show, but it's just live and like different parts are like happening, right? Because people watch like reality TV and all bullshit like that.
Real Housewives know that shit, but wrestling is where they draw the line.
But to me, what I didn't get, because I went to SmackDown, right? Mm-hmm. And I saw the Roman Reigns thing and I thought that was fire. But outside of that, to me, I didn't think it was lit. You know what I mean? Right. It was cool because of the energy in the building, but like obviously I don't watch wrestling either. So like a lot of shit that I saw, like if it was outside of the Roman Reigns shit, like I really wasn't engaged in it. Like, you know what I mean? And like I do agree with her that some of the fan base is a little off.
Some niggas go too hard. Some niggas go too hard with it.
Some characters that were in that building, I'll say that. And then she made that thread and like the people that were like posting their pictures, I was just like, yeah, this is not helping.
That niggas is not making it better, man. But
not making it better. Niggas was looking wicked in that fucking thread.
Yeah, but the thing about wrestling is just like a lot of it is like just shit you grew up on. So like a lot of the relations niggas have to certain characters is like a lot because the lineage of it. Like it's that nigga Cody Rhodes, right? So his dad was like a real famous wrestler, you know what I mean, back in the day. So if you're like a man in their 50s or 40s, you grew up on, you know, Dusty Rhodes, which is his pops, and then to see him kind of become champion, it's like a long overarching storyline, you know. So it's basically just drama and athleticism. It's like a movie, but like all the actors are real athletes, you know.
I ain't gonna front, the best thing about that that I don't be watching, but I've seen, is the women that be wrestling.
Oh, they're like, fire now.
Oh man, the black women on that shit. Oh,
they're
man.
Fire, bro. And there's more coming. Like, I don't, you know, I know you don't watch wrestling, but they have this developmental thing called NXT where they have like, you know, young wrestlers come in training and then, like, you know, they wrestle. But like the scouting of the black women they got down there is some of the best looking women you've ever seen, bro.
Yeah,
I got to show you. I'll send you the link to a few, man. They're fire. But yeah, man, the wrestling shit is, you know, it's just, it's like any other hobby. It's like any other show I would watch, you know. It's like Game of Thrones and shit.
Yeah.
it's entertaining though. I do like you know, going to the shows and shit, you know. The camaraderie of it all.
Yeah, now if you went to it, you went to it. Like, I get it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Westside Gunn and Wale.
I met that nigga Westside Gunn at one of the Wale made it when they was in New York and shit. That nigga, he is what he raps, bro. Like, the nigga had like six goon niggas, they all were 6'5". It was very wild. But we in there with wrestling fans.
Bars.
I think he is what he is, man. But
yeah.
I think that pretty much wraps us up for this iteration of J Bobby and Van. You got anything you want to leave with the people before we get up out of here?
Nah, man. Happy New Year, man. Get money. It's Happy like 09 again, man.
Happy Kwanzaa, Harambe, all that, whatever.
and no Haram.
Yeah, no Rob, man. Stay away from the pork and white women. Oh, man.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.